Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, McCauley Matthews, I am, of course, Wayne Ramo. We're going to, you know, lead off a little bit with a little hot stove, with a little baseball. Both New York teams get the sweep. Mets sweep the pathetic Baltimore Orioles. And Yankees also did their thing. You know, they swept the Astros. And we'll you know, talk a little hoops, the NBA Finals, and whatnot. Both teams are tied 2-2. They're going to play game five later today. Later tonight, I should say. You know, we'll talk a little sports entertainment later on. And, of course, as usual, we open the phone lines to the callers to, you know, switch it up, talk about sports, entertainment, whatever you want to talk about. Without further ado, let's jump to a little baseball. I'll lead off with my Mets. You know, I hate to say great performance because the team, the Baltimore Orioles is horrible. But it was a great, you know, performance for the Mets to show that, you know, they needed to win a road game, and they won it convincingly with an 11-4 win. Pelfrey didn't have his best start, but he was good enough, especially against the Orioles team. And Pelfrey, he went, 6 innings, Gave up, I believe, 3 earned runs. Struck out one, and he went on his way for a 9-1 record with a 2.53 ERA. And Jeffrey clearly didn't have his best stuff, but the offense definitely helped him out. Hopefully, the offense will help out Santana. He'll hopefully win a game because Santana's only won one game out of his last six decisions. So Mets they scored early. David Wright hit a two run home run in the first. Chris Carter hits a 3-run home run. This is his second career home run in 3 days. Both of his home runs were 3-run home runs. And Chris Carter, of course, hit his first career home run on Friday, which was also a 3-run home run. And David Wright would end up hitting two home runs today. Jason Bay would hit his fifth home run as a Met.
Wow, Jason Bay hit a home run today?
Yeah, not only that, but he was, you might as well call him the late Curt Hennig, because he was Mr. Perfect tonight. He went 4-4-4, got a walk. Everybody pretty much showed up today.
Everybody, yeah, especially Jason Bay.
Who was that?
Especially Jason Bay, who hasn't been really hitting that lately.
Yep, and David Wright showed up too. He had two home runs tonight to lead the Mets with 12 home runs. Yeah. It was a great win for the Mets. Pelfrey didn't have his best stuff. But Pelfrey, you know, bared down. He gave up 2 runs in the first, and he gave up 1 in the second, I believe. But then after that, he settled down.
Yeah, first road win series for you guys.
Yep, and it was a sweep.
Yeah. You caught the Orioles at the right time.
The right time was every time, because Orioles is the worst team in baseball right now.
Yeah, they suck.
This was, of course, the rematch of the 69 Mets when the Miracle Mets, 41 years ago, faced the Orioles when Orioles was then the best team in baseball. And, of course, the Mets shocked the world when Mets clinched their first playoff win by clinching the division, swept the Braves. Then faced the Orioles in the World Series and lost the first game with Tom Seaver on the mound. And then afterwards, won the next 4 games against Baltimore to win their first ever World Series championship. But it was a good win. The Mets really needed a road win. Thank God they faced the Orioles, and hopefully they'll keep it going against Cleveland Indians this series. And then, of course, they'll end the weekend facing against their interleague rivals, of course, your New York Yankees.
The defending world champion New York Yankees.
Yes, as you Yankee fans seem to like to remind the whole world.
That's because you guys keep forgetting.
Yeah, it's hard for us to forget. You keep reminding us every, 2 seconds about your champion.
Well, hey, if you guys keep forgetting, we're going to keep reminding you. But the Yankees, they had a great game today against stupid Astros.
Yep, they swept the Astros.
Just like the Mets swept the Orioles, Yankees went out today, swept the Astros. And Posada, he had a grand slam for his second day in a row.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, that was before yesterday, he never had a grand slam in his illustrious career.
No, he's had a grand slam. I think he had a grand slam in 6 years or something.
Oh, 6 years. Yeah, I had a feeling it was a long time, but I thought it was he never hit it. But I guess I was wrong. Because he always seemed like when the bases loaded, he always gets like a bases loaded walk.
Yeah, he had two grand slams in 2 days.
Yep.
And Cano had a home run today also. He crushed a pitch. Now, Cano's having an all-star year, maybe an MVP year. Guy's sitting close to 400, driving in runs. A-Rod not in the lineup right now. And he had a home run today. And A-Rod's replacement in the lineup, Romero Pena, I think his name is. I almost said Romero Mendoza. Romero Pena.
Mm-hmm.
Who's playing third base because A-Rod has a groin injury. He drove in two runs today. And the Yankees went on to beat the stupid Astros by the score of, it was 8-5, I think. Might have been. And Hughes got the win. Hughes improves to 8-1 or 9-1, something like that. So Yankees are back in first place, tied with the Tampa Bay D-Rays, who are struggling right now.
Yep, they got their butt whooped by the Marlins. The Marlins whooped the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's been struggling, so looks like Tampa Bay's. This is the time of the year when they're gonna go downhill.
Yep. With the exception of 07, or I should say 08, was the only exception when they finally won the World when they finally went to the World Series and unfortunately lost to those damn Phillies.
Yep. And talking about the Phillies, that's going to be the Yankees' next opponent. Phillies come to town, and it's a rematch of last year's World Series. And hopefully we could do the same thing we did last year and beat them up. Basically, I mean,
and,
they avoided a sweep by beating the Red Sox today, but they've been playing bad lately.
Oh yeah, they won I think 5-3 to the against the Red Sox.
Yeah, but they've only won 8 of their last 24 games.
Yeah, and that's why Mets is having that surge. Now Mets is 1.5 behind the Braves, but Braves won today 7-3 against Minnesota Twins. Which is kind
of like they're for real.
Yeah, they do. Kind of a rematch of the 91 World Series.
Yeah. Crazy, you know, they're like 10 games, I think it's, no, is it 10 games? I think they're more than 10 games over 500, right?
Let me see. Yeah, they're about 10 games over 500, because Mets is like 7 over 500, and they're like, a game and a half behind them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the same amount.
They have a healthy Tim Hudson now.
Yep.
What else they got on their starting rotation?
Let me think. They got Jurgens, Derek Lowe.
Oh, yeah, Derek Lowe, right. I forgot about him.
Yeah, the guy who should have signed with the Mets 2 years ago, but instead he signed for the most money to go to the Braves, and we unfortunately signed Oliver Perez.
Yep.
But Mets got a shot here, you know. If both New York teams keep it up, you never know, there might be another Subway Series, Subway World Series.
Well, that's what you want.
But yeah, that's what I want. If the Mets finally beat you guys and get, you know, vengeance, just like Kane was saying, you know, after Undertaker, you know, disappeared, there will be vengeance.
That's
what I hope happens.
Unlike you, I'm a realist, and I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
You don't think Mets and Yankees will never face each other in the World Series?
Probably in another 50 years, but I mean, those things only happen once in every 50 years, so it's rare, and we'll see it again.
Well, it seemed like that now. I mean, from after the Dodgers and Giants left, took them over 50 years, practically 50 years for them to do it. But before Giants and Dodgers left, it was like Dodgers and Yankees were playing in the World Series all the time.
Yeah, because they're like the two best teams in, you know, both leagues, but.
Yeah, no, Giants and Dodgers always battle out for the pennant because, you know, once you won the division, you won the pennant. There was only the National League and the American League.
Now, it's different because you have wild card you have the wild card team makings and playoffs now. Now you have three rounds instead
of
two.
Don't play.
Yeah.
And Mets.
It's tougher.
Right, that's correct. And can I ask you a question, my friend?
Sure.
Who was the first team since divisional play to win the World Series?
Divisional play to win the World Series?
Yeah, when they first started doing divisional play, what was the first team to win the World Series?
I know you want me to say the Mets, right?
What do you think it is?
The Mets.
That is correct. 1969.
Of course.
1969 was the first year of divisional play.
Of course.
And of course, Mets. What the Braves, which had the Hall of Famer Hank Aaron, who would later on become then the home run hitting champion until Barry Bonds took steroids to shatter the record. And then, of course, Mets would go on to win the World Series against the aforementioned Baltimore Orioles. So who do you think the Yankees are going to face in the World Series?
Well, I'm not looking ahead. I'm not looking that ahead, but, you know, hey, we do go to the World Series, we'll face anybody. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
But Dodgers are playing real good right now, right? So maybe it could be Yankees-Dodgers.
Yeah, but as you know, it doesn't – hey, you could be good in you could be good in June, but once it comes October, it's the hottest team. Sometimes the best team doesn't always win.
Yeah.
And then you gotta be on a hot streak.
Dodgers didn't start off well, but they've been playing good lately.
Yep.
I don't even know who the hell they have on their team.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Manny.
Except
and
for
Cole.
Manny. Yeah. Manny, Easier, Russell Martin.
Yeah.
James Loney. I'm trying to think who else is on that team.
Don Mattingly is on that team also, but he doesn't
play. Well, yeah, he don't play. And that, would you agree that's the greatest Yankee who never won a championship?
Yeah.
As I think that's a no brainer because If you look at all the great Yankees, they all have World Series rings.
Yeah, man, he could have won the World Series last year if he had stayed.
Yeah, if he just would have stayed that one year. He left in 95. Yankees, of course, won in 96. Jeter and the current core Yankees, which the aging core, the Posada and Pettit and. Well, Bernie at the time when he was there. That was you guys' first champion. When you guys were probably actually the only time you guys were underdogs.
Yeah.
Because you guys didn't, up until that point, you guys didn't win since 78.
Yeah, and that one was sweet.
And you guys beat the then defending champions, the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, Braves look like, you know, they're starting to rebuild their team again.
Yeah, Braves is always a tough team because, you know, they always have great pitching. Historically, they've always been a historic pitching team, just like, you know, the Mets. And, you know, to be a winning team, you gotta be great pitching.
Right.
Because, like the saying goes, great pitching beats, great offense any day.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe the Braves might go to the World Series.
They might. But I don't need to see that World Series again.
Yeah.
99. You guys faced them in 96. No, thank you. I already had Phillies. I already seen you guys in 99. And, you guys fishing the Phillies.
Just do what you did last year. Just watch the WNBA, man. WNBA's on.
Dude, I'd rather watch WNBA than the stupid NBA finals with the two teams I hate the most. Man, talk about championship times, man. It's like all the teams I hate are facing each other in the finals.
Yeah, but it's been a good series in the NBA finals, though.
Oh yeah,
I'm looking forward to tonight's game.
Yeah, hopefully, Big Baby Davis won't drool.
Yeah, hopefully, maybe. I mean, I hate both teams too, but I'm rooting for the Celtics more because I don't like LA.
Oh yeah, I hate LA too. But so if I had to choose, I'd have to agree with you, because I don't want Lakers to defend.
Yeah.
And the title. I guess I'll just have to worry about Kevin Garnett beating his chest, you know.
Yeah, if the Celtics win tonight, I mean, they have a chance to win the series. Because they're going to be up 3-2 if they win. They have a chance. All they need to do is win one game at late. It'd be a great game tonight. He wins.
It'd be a great series. Ray Allen had his best John Starks impersonation. Scoring at will, and then the next game.
It was a bad game.
Pretty much only scored 2 points, and these last two games, he's pretty much disappeared.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe tonight he goes crazy again.
He might. Who knows?
And the free agency is coming up soon, 2 weeks away.
Oh yeah, and the draft's gonna be coming up later this month.
Yeah.
So hopefully Knicks could draft for draft for big man.
Yeah,
big man who could actually block shots. And there's also rumors Knicks might be interested in trading for Tony Parker.
Really?
Yeah, there's rumors that they might try to acquire Tony Parker.
And how the hell they gonna do that?
Beats me. I have no idea.
Cause I don't see that happening.
I believe it when I see it myself. Cause
yeah,
dude, if you're gonna give up, if you're gonna get Tony Parker. Yeah, I'm assuming Chandler would have to be in that deal because Knicks don't really have that much, don't have that many assets. I mean, the best players that they have, they should retain them, like Gallinari, Chandler, Douglas. You know, they need those guys. They should hold on to those guys.
Well, I mean, if Tony Parker does come here, he's going to bring Eva Longoria with him, so I wouldn't mind that at all.
I wouldn't mind that at all either. I guess the New York Knicks are desperate housewives now.
Yeah.
They need
I'll
to
get
try
hurt.
To... What
are
you saying?
Oh, no, I was going to say something inappropriate.
Like, for example?
No, she came here. I'll get hurt or without Tony's permission. But, yeah, I mean, if we could do that deal, man, think about him maybe getting... LeBron and Bosh, that'd be a great team right there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Then again, it's fantasy.
Oh, what are you saying? I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying it's fantasy. We won't even know if that's gonna happen or not.
Yeah, but hey, now that we're under the cap, now it's time for all these NBA players who supposedly say they love New York, they love the Garden, or they love the history of the Garden, all that crap. Now it's time to put up or shut up. Are you going to come here to try to win a championship and make a name for yourself?
Yeah.
Take your game and your legacy to the next level, or are you going to just, go to another team, another small market team, and just, try to make your money and maybe try to win a championship some other place?
Yeah.
But to become an elite legend, you got to win. You got to win the championship. And there ain't no better place to do it than in NYC.
New York.
Right. But these guys, most of these players, especially in any sports, especially NBA, these guys are scared to play in New York. Because they're not going to, they're going to this team has been horrible for a long time. Since 2001, this team has been horrible. And plus, you know, we've been over the cap, so we couldn't even afford players because there was no way Kobe Bryant would sign a $5 million contract to come to the Knicks.
Hell no, man.
So there's no way that none of these players will be who's saying that, oh, I love New York, I love the Garden, all this crap. None of them signed the players. I even watched the players this year or last year, I should say. This year or last year, whichever one you want to consider it.
Yeah.
This season, not even watch the players like Jason Kidd and what was the other guy? Grant Hill. They didn't even they didn't want to come here. These guys are way over the hill. So then all these guys, they don't have that Messier, you know, from Rangers. You know, they don't have that. I believe he got traded here. I mean, to the Rangers, but it's like these NBA players, they don't have that intestinal fortitude to, like, try to take on a challenge.
I know.
To come to New York and try to be the person, the main, you know, the person who's, you know, part of changing this culture around. It's like everybody wants to come here if LeBron comes here or you get a player like that. No one wants to be the man. No one wants to be the man to try to, you know what I mean, to you know, turn the thing around. Everybody just want to jump on the bandwagon and just win a championship and go to L.A.
What if the Knicks were to give them all of the money that we have for the cap?
I don't think that's possible.
Yes, I mean, instead of signing two players, give all the money to LeBron.
We're not going to win. You're not going to win if you do that anyway. There's a limit. And plus, Cleveland could always pay, I think, $30 million more than we can because...
Wait, how is there a limit? I mean, the money that we have to get two players, we could just spend it on LeBron.
There's a limit. There's a salary cap. I think there's a limit to how much you could pay. That you could pay on a player. I don't think you could go all just spend ridiculously like that anymore.
How much money do we have to spend right now? You just said that Cleveland can give them 30 more million.
Yeah, because they have bird rights, meaning that whatever team he's gonna sign with, they have a percentage more that they could pay than he couldn't get signing someplace else.
So what's the minimum we can give a player then?
It beats me, but a guy like that, you know, he's gonna get double digits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give him double digits.
Yeah, he's gonna get double digits no matter what.
Yeah, so spend that. So give him that money. Give him some
I
of
say,
that money.
I'd say the lowest we'd probably give him was between, I guess, 15 to like 20 something million dollars.
Nah, give him like 30 million.
Dude, this is in Jordan. We're not gonna give the guy 30 million a year.
I mean, he'll definitely come here if we do that.
But how are we gonna sign other players?
Oh well, focus on the draft.
He can't. What are you saying?
Focus on the draft.
Yeah, but the draft is after the draft is before LeBron can become a free agent because the draft's coming up in like in I guess June 25 or 26 or one of the you know in the this month later this month.
Yeah, so get some good players in the draft, and then worry about LeBron.
Yeah, but Donnie Walsh is gonna have to, you know, make some, you know, like a great decision, because we're gonna be in the second round, and also, I don't know if we'd be able to trade that pick and acquire somebody, and entice some of these free agents to come over here.
And if LeBron is coming in, LeBron is a bitch.
Pretty much, I mean. This guy, if he doesn't want to come here, I mean, that's his problem. You know, good luck trying to win a championship if you don't come to New York. And if he goes to Chicago, man, he's dumb. I know this guy grew up.
If he goes to Chicago, they have a chance to win a championship. Let's be honest.
Well, I of course. I know that. Trust, believe that. Chicago is like, out of all the teams that he's interested in, probably Chicago is the team that's already made for him to win a championship, but he's always gonna be in the shadow of Jordan. And there's some people who's saying, I don't know if it's true, that he doesn't see Jordan's legacy as a negative. He sees it as a positive.
Yeah.
If that's true, then good luck if he signs over there.
I mean, if he goes to Chicago, I mean, they already have talented players like Derrick Rose.
And what's his name? Heinrich.
Joakim
Noah.
Joakim Noah.
Trying to think of the other players they got on that.
I mean, yeah, they're ready. They're just one great player away from winning championship.
Yeah. And they just got a new head coach, Tom Thibodeau.
Oh yeah.
The former Nick and Celtics assistant coach.
Yeah.
And congratulations to the Nets. They got a new head coach in Avery Johnson.
Oh yeah, that'll be good for them.
Hmm?
He'll be good for them. I mean,
he
did a good job with San Antonio. Dallas, I mean.
Dallas, yeah. And he, of course, supporting guard on the championship Spurs team.
But do you notice that's another guy who can't speak proper English.
Yeah.
Johnson. Going on a pick and roll, and the guy there, he got there over there.
<Yeah.
laughs>
You know, we got rid of our intensity and our career.
It's him, Magic Johnson, and Charles Barkley. They can't speak English for nothing.
No, that's terrible right there. What you saying about him? that's just pretty bad. That's just terrible right there.
Man.
And of course, you got Magic. Every time he talks, he looks like he's trying to do like a cheesy commercial or something. The only thing he's missing is a wink or something. Like the rest of the commercial he's been doing, like, hey, when you build a team, we build a family. And he just had like these dramatic pauses.
I know, yeah.
What are you talking? But hey, those guys are all great players.
Yeah, but they can't speak English, man.
So are you gonna pay for them to have ESL classes or something?
Yeah, they got the money. They should freaking sign up for ESL classes. You would think they would have took that in school. I guess they were busy playing basketball, so.
Or as Magic Johnson calls it, basketball. And then I don't know who Damon Wayne said that. He said that, man, you can't say it. And he said you could play, but you sure can't say it. I don't remember who he said that. To Magic Johnson. But yeah, hopefully LeBron, you know, and some of these guys like Bosh, you know, could come over here and, you know, help turn around the culture of the Knicks franchise.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, like I said, if LeBron comes here, I'm buying tickets tomorrow. Going to every game at the Garden. And we will be at the Garden next week to see a WWE show. So.
All right, yeah. The Super Show.
Yeah. You'll talk about that next week. How that
went. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hopefully it'll be, you know, the bomb.
Yeah.
It should be the bomb. You went to a WWE event, not the Raw event when they were in New York.
Yeah, it was a great show, man. First wrestling show ever, and it turned out to be a great one. So hopefully this will be a great experience for you, since this is going to be your first time.
Yeah, it should definitely be a great experience. Unfortunately, your girl, Mickie James, you know,
yeah.
She ain't going to be there, so I know you're going to put an asterisk on whatever happens on Sunday, the event.
Well, you know, like, there's a lot of superstars that aren't going to be there when you think about Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. I mean, it, you know, some stars aren't going to be there, but I have a feeling it's still going to be a good show.
Yeah. So when you have all the guys, you know, from both shows,
yeah.
Usually great stuff happens, with the exception of this past Raw, but The only reason why the Raw was great was because of the NXT beat down on John Cena at CM Punk.
I gave him an ass whooping. Ass whooping of a lifetime.
I never seen John Cena get his butt. No one's ever seen John Cena get his butt whooped.
Yeah, well, he got jumped. That's basically what happened.
That was basic thugonomics right there. Back to his word life days.
Yeah, you saw people in the stands, in the audience crying.
Yeah, man.
Kids,
I mean,
yelling.
The little kids, I understand. I understand the little kids getting shot because they don't know that it's, you know, fake.
Yeah.
I mean, the women fans, I mean, some of them, I mean, there are some that are, you know, they're not knowledgeable about, you know, that wrestling is fake. But some of the girls, the ladies who are casual people who just want to attend the event, you know, bring their kid, or go with their husband or boyfriend or whatever, and then, you know, they're not familiar that it's fake. Some of them in the audience were like literally crying. They're like shocked.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There was, you know, it was surprising seeing John Cena get his butt whooped and the carnage, you know, outside the ring. But they act like someone got killed.
I know, right? Come on.
And then but I give them a pass too. I'll give the women and the children a pass. But grown ass men, you know, wearing John Cena jerseys and they covering their mouth like they're shocked, man. They act like, oh my gosh.
Man, I know you were laughing. You were laughing, right, when that happened.
It was shocking, man. I was like, wow. I was in awe. I was like, wow. This is like the best thing that happened in WWE since when the ring broke when Brock Lesnar and Big Show was fighting.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a great moment also.
Other than that, I mean, that was like the best ending of Raw since the Attitude Era. I really can't think of another great ending to a Raw episode.
You gave him an ass whooping.
Yeah, man, the NXT, and then Daniel Bryan, who reportedly got fired because he choked, whatchamacallit, Justin Roberts, one of the announcers. Slash reporters, he choked Justin Roberts with his own tie, and apparently the parents and I'm assuming the FCC wasn't pleased about that, so you know, they WWE got in trouble for that, and apparently they fired Daniel Bryan, but I hope the firing was for storyline purposes and it wasn't a real firing, because
yeah, I'm hoping that's fake.
Because wrestling is fake. I don't know if he did something. If you know someone, they're using him as a scapegoat for what happened, or you know, this is all part of the storyline to make it look like he. But if he's fired, then how come not everybody else who was in that attack isn't fired either?
That sounds crazy, man. That's true. Then he deserves to be fired. I mean, come on, you could have suffocated the guy if he did that.
Yeah, but I would assume it's part of the storyline, but he got fired. I don't know if it's true, but the true indication that he's really fired is if you see him sign with TNA.
Yeah.
If he signs with TNA, then he's really fired, but other than that, you know.
You know, I haven't seen much of Daniel Bryan to determine whether or not he's a good wrestler or not.
Well, this guy, I mean, I've seen a little bit of him, you know, on NXT and, you know, fighting here and there on Raw and SmackDown. But this guy, he's reportedly, you know, one of the best independent wrestlers, you know, in the business. This guy's been wrestling, you know, in independent leagues for like 10 years. And this guy, you know, he's supposed to be a submission specialist. But on NXT, they made him job, man. They made him like, he was a scrub. They made him beat, like he finished like what 0-10, and then when he had that match on Raw, he finally beat somebody. I can't even remember who he beat. So they made him beat lose to anybody. He could have had great matches. He had a great match with Jericho. He had a good match with Cena, but of course, you know, he lost.
But if he's so good, I mean, why didn't he win NXT?
Well, the reason why he lost, well, of course, storyline purposes. He,
got involved with Cole.
Because of his, what you said?
He got involved with that, well, what's his name?
Michael Cole,
yeah.
Yeah, but before, the incident, what Michael Cole happened after he got eliminated. Because the reason why he got eliminated is because he was winless, and they asked him and Michael Tarver, you know, another wrestler. They asked next week there's gonna be elimination. Who you think should be eliminated? He said that, you know, based on the eliminations, you know, if there's anybody that needs to go home, it should be him. And then the other Michael Tarver said the same exact thing. So then next week, Mike Striker spoke to them and said, played the footage and said that, you know, WWE feels that if a wrestler doesn't believe in themselves, then we can't believe in them either. So you guys are eliminated. That's how they got eliminated from NXT.
Hey, moving off topic just for a sec. You know who I'm looking forward to seeing at the Super Show next week?
Which one, Maryse?
No, it's not Maryse. Well, I'm looking to see her too, but. This is a male wrestler.
I'm trying to think. You're a fan of it? Oh, Brett?
Nah, not Brett.
Yeah, a great wrestler or
good wrestler.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Your boy R-Truth.
Well, I'm looking forward to see him, but no, you know who I'm looking forward to see? CM Punk.
CM Punk. Why?
Because the guy's Jesus. The guy's the second coming of Jesus, and you know, I want to see the guy.
Oh my God.
Don't you agree?
No, they're trying to make
the
him
the savior.
They're trying to make him act like he is, but he's not. I mean, come on.
I mean, when you go there, you're not gonna feel something like, you know, there'd be an aura around him, and when he comes in the ring. And
I mean, get me wrong. I like his gimmick, and I like, you know, I like his mic skills too, especially when he started doing this whole I'm better than you gimmick, you know, as a heel. Because before that, to be honest with you, when he was a good guy, I found him completely boring. But as a villain, you know, they took off the shackles, you know, that he had as a good guy, and you know, he could say whatever he wants. Kind of like the reverse of John Cena. You look at the word life John Cena. John Cena literally, you know, he went there. He, you know, he dissed on anybody. You know, like he said back in the days, he didn't care. You know, he dressed how he wanted to dress. He talked how he wanted to talk. Now it's like he tries too hard to impress people, and that's why people are, you know, fed up with his gimmick. And looking at WrestleMania 20. His first WrestleMania at MSG. And this was when he was fighting for the United States Championship, and actually the last time that actually mattered. But he fought against Big Show, who was the champion.
Right.
And John Cena, you know, could you imagine this? John Cena was actually getting standing ovations at the Garden. Every time all he has to do is just tippy toe into the Garden, and he's gonna get himself booed out of the arena.
Yeah, last time he went on Raw, they were booing him. So this time around, you know, at the Garden, they may boo him again.
Oh yeah, they're definitely gonna boo him.
The New York City crowd is tough, man.
Yeah, the tough crowd, the knowledgeable sports towns, slash, you know, wrestling towns. You go to their place, they will boo you out of the arena. If you're born you know, New York, Philadelphia, let me try to think of another team. You know, any of the Canadian places, because, you know, wrestling is huge over there. You go to any of those major, you know, wrestling places that, you know, they'll cheer for good guys, they'll cheer for villains. You know, they'll cheer for good wrestling. They will boo you out of the arena if they see your gimmick isn't working.
Man, I told you that night they were also cheering for Randy Orton when he was the villain. Now Randy Orton's a good guy, so the fans know.
Yeah. And it shows to what Vince McMahon was saying in that promo with Bret Hart like a couple of weeks ago. Vince McMahon has this mentality that he feels like the WWE universe or fans, as you know, we like to call them.
Yeah.
He thinks of them as children. That he's not gonna give them what they want. He's gonna give them what he thinks they want. They want. And that's why they're force feeding John Cena down our throat.
Yeah, remember when you said that one of the writers, he had a good idea of making John Cena turn villain, but Vince McMahon shot down the idea and yelled at the guy for no reason.
Yeah, according to that report, that's what happened. You know, I mean, come on, it's a suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
They still could have made John Cena the way how he used to be, but he'd be a good guy, you know.
Like, kids, yo, kids, don't try this at home.
Something like that, man. They still could have incorporated, you know. Make him the same way how he is, you know. Make him say whatever you want to say, and you know the kids are still gonna like him because kids imitate, you know, their parents, their older siblings. If their older siblings and parents like something, there's a 99% chance, if not 100% chance, they're gonna like the same thing. And I don't know what WWE think they're doing. It's like they're fronting. It's like it's. Wrestling is violence. There's no way around it.
Well, you know, it's
fighting,
punching. It's fake, but
it's fake, but it's violence. It's fake violence. I mean, you're not gonna see anybody get shot or stabbed or anything like that or killed, but it's still violence. You're gonna see people punching, kicking people, you know, and they're acting like this is now for children. And then they're marketing their stuff towards children. So children can like wrestling, and then they're gonna want those same children when they grow up to still be wrestling fans, or even more importantly, become WWE superstars of the future.
Yeah.
But then again, they're doing stuff that's gonna attract kids to want to be future fans, you know, continue to be fans, you know, when they grow up, and to become you know WWE superstars in the future. But yet they say kids don't try this at home. I mean, hello, what promotion are you doing? I mean, come on, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, man, and you know the kids, man. That's what I'm gonna be annoyed about when we go to the Super Show. Those damn kids.
Well, the kids are, you know, they're trying to enjoy themselves too.
Yeah,
my problem is not with the kids. It's with the WWE management, man. I mean, come on. They had a great gimmick with John Cena with the word life, and they messed it up because it's a whole PG-13 thing that's, you know, killing WWE. And I hope Rock comes back and, you know, hopefully they'll fix this situation, man, because I'll give them credit. Wrestling's starting to get better, but I'm really intrigued about what they're going to do with this NXT thing. And that's the first time I actually intrigued and NXT are in the same sentence. So hopefully,
Rock was on the MTV Movie Awards last week.
Oh, I'm guessing he didn't mention anything about WWE.
Nah, he just presented an award with Eva Mendes and Samuel L. Jackson.
Hmm. They're gonna be in a movie together, for all you know.
Maybe, but Rock looks like he's in shape, man. He's still got the big muscles and, you know, the muscular figure. So he looks like he's ready to go in the ring anytime soon now.
Well, I hope so, man. Shoot, I wish, man, they could just find a way to make, I don't know, when Shawn Michaels, you know, get inducted or whatever, make them or Rock or whatever.
That's the match you want to see, Shawn Michaels versus Rock, man. That's never going to happen.
Man. Shoot, it should have happened a long time ago.
I'll tell you what match that will happen: John Cena versus Rock.
Yeah, that's like the second match I'd like to see. I would like to see because that one has a realistic chance of happening, you know,
yeah.
If, you know, Rock returns.
And, of course, they're going to, you know, make John Cena win, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course John Cena's going to win.
Yeah.
That's why Rock was saying that, you know, he has no interest in fighting him unless the storyline is, you know, if the storyline is good.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Rock could have been behind the NXT thing. Because like, he's supposed to come back in the summertime, so.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe, hopefully, I don't know.
Possible.
I just wish they would have made him fight against HBK.
Yeah.
HBK is like the greatest wrestler Rock never fought. And Rock is like the greatest wrestler HBK never fought.
HBK is retired now, so it's that idea probably is never going to happen now.
Yep. Would you agree with what I said?
Probably, yeah. I would say probably, yeah.
Because easily, in their generation, you know, they're easily the two wrestlers that never fought against each other.
Yeah.
That's a dream match. And they've been in the company forever. I mean, you got people like Sting versus Undertaker. You know, they're both legends, but of course, they've always been in two separate organizations, so they never crossed paths.
I would love to see Bret Hart versus Rock. As the Rock.
Well, yeah, that would have been awesome too. But at least fortunately, they were able to fight. You know, at least one time. Even though he was Rocky Maivia, it would have been more entertaining if it was, you know,
The Rock
versus Bret. But
yeah,
that one isn't gonna happen, and that one shouldn't happen because Bret is over the hill, and you know he has.
That's more likely to happen than the Shawn Michaels versus Rock.
Well, I mean, that is true. That is true, but then again, that match is not going to be a great quality match because Bret Hart, you know, he's over the hill. He got too many concussions and too many injuries.
Well, I mean, he beat The Miz, so, I mean.
Yeah, with the help with the Hart Dynasty. But then again, you know, those guys are too great, you know, wrestlers, so you never know. They could maybe somehow find a way to, you know, make it work. Maybe have, you know, Rock attack Bret Hart's leg because, you know, he can't attack him in the face or anything like that because
that might have a thing.
So it could kind of be like WrestleMania 19 with The Rock and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
You know, he could, you know, work on his legs and stuff like that. So, you know, those two great guys, you never know. But Bret Hart shouldn't be in the ring anymore, but then again, you never know.
When are they going to make John Cena versus The Undertaker?
Yeah, that's what
they're rumoring. That was going to happen at this year's WrestleMania, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's the rumor that's going to, you know, that's the rumor. Maybe they might have Undertaker versus John Cena. Or maybe Goldberg versus Undertaker if Goldberg returns. If the rumor...
Man, I don't want to see Goldberg return. I don't care about Goldberg. He's the most unprofessional, untalented wrestler.
Along with Ultimate Warrior.
Well, Ultimate Warrior had more talent than he did. Ultimate Warrior was just crazy, but Goldberg, I mean, the guy had no talent at all.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior, he did. I mean, the guy is crazy, but back in those days, you know, he was probably the second most popular wrestler, I mean, in the early 90s, before Bret Hart had his, Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels had their, you know, shot at the championship.
Yeah, I mean, Ultimate Warrior, he was more of a wrestler than Goldberg. Goldberg, I can't take him seriously at all.
Yeah, man, and one thing that pisses me off, I mean, I'm glad they him and Rock fought against each other, but it was like they made Rock a heel, and they really made Rock job to him.
Yeah.
And the match was like a half an hour match, you know, and for Goldberg, that's like an Iron Man match. But the match could have been a lot better. If Rock was a good guy versus Goldberg as a good guy, the match would have been way better. It was still a good match, but it could have been greater. Of course, you know, Goldberg, he gotta make it look like he's the ultimate warrior, the second coming of the ultimate warrior, and you know, put people's butts in less than 2 minutes. But all in all, it was a good match. Yeah, your speeches, you're thinking about the match or something? Hello? Well, guess you continue thinking about that match. I think we're suffering a little technical difficulties around here, but I'll fix the problem momentarily. But in any case, there's going to be, Raw tomorrow. And hopefully they'll continue the NXT story. Because I'm intrigued to see what retaliation John Cena is going to have. And if Daniel Bryan's really fired. But we shall see. Because it would be a dumb move by WWE to fire the guy while they're doing a great storyline with the NXT attacking John Cena and CM Punk. I'm interested to see who's behind it, because all indications it seems that the NXT winner Wade Barrett is behind it, because he insinuated before the fight that after you win NXT, that there's gonna be a new change in WWE, and that there's gonna be a wind of change coming. So hopefully WWE will continue this storyline and not get taken out of this whole storyline because of the controversy that came out of it. But that'll be definitely interesting to see tomorrow, and maybe we'll see if this Kane storyline with who attacked Undertaker, that storyline will continue also. But to switch gears a little bit, we don't usually talk hockey, but congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks on winning the Stanley Cup. And a young guy, he knocked in the game-winning, the Stanley Cup-winning championship goal in overtime. Congratulations to him, the Chicago Black Sox winning their first championship since 1961. Congratulations to you guys, and most importantly, you guys, send the Philadelphia fans crying. So, as I'm good, I'm all fine with that. Philadelphia fans, please, for the love of God, please stop making your kids drink, beer at a Philadelphia Philly game. I can't stress that enough. But with that, I want to thank Carly Matthews for coming on to the show. I want to thank you, fans, for taking out the time to listen to my show. I'll be back soon. See you guys next week. I'm William Ramon. See you guys next week. God bless you. Peace.